Hey, we're going to continue the hour by talking real estate. Back when I hosted the afternoon show here on 97.9 The Hill, we had a regular feature called Cappy Hour with Cappy Hagman that has moved now to the morning. Rather than Cappy Hour, we're going to do Cappy's Cafe. Cappy Hagman is with Coldwell Banker Howard Perry in Walston, back to fill your cup with hot brewing real estate expertise. And I'm happy to have her here in the studio. Good morning. How are
you? Good morning. I'm delighted to be back.
Since we last talked, the market has gone through changes and changes again and then changes again.
So, and now everybody wishes they had a magic eight ball.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we wish we had a magic eight ball anyway. But so what should folks know now?
So we all know that interest rates are up considerably. They're up any 3.5-4 points, which is a huge decrease in purchasing power. But the thing about it is that the market is doing some interesting things locally. I know we all get up every morning and we hear the doom and gloom on the news, but that a lot of that doesn't particularly apply to us. We are seeing an extension of days on market from 10 to 21. Wow. And we are seeing a narrowing of the gap between asking price and purchase price. But we also have to remember we're about 20% on average, sometimes 24% higher than we were last year. Mm-hmm. So we are not in any way, shape, or form in a buyer's market. We are not in any way, shape, or form in a position just yet where we're going to be looking at discount pricing. And in my opinion, a lot of things are dry. There's panic in the market. Mm-hmm. Everybody has gotten used to houses selling in a day, 2 days, over the weekend, seeing your clients out of town.
Like 50,000 over asking price.
Right. We don't know if that's going to bounce back in the spring. Some of this could be seasonal slowdowns. But the National Association of Realtors says that a balanced market between buyers and sellers is 45 to 60 days on market. We're nowhere near that. I've been licensed since 2004. Interest rates were 6.5%, and it took 45 days to sell a house in Chapel Hill, mm-hmm. and everybody was perfectly happy with that. So this is a market reset. It is not 2008.
Yeah, the one day on the market and selling for $50,000, like, that's not going to last forever.
It's not sustainable. And the reality of it is truthfully, it is better to have a little bit more time on the market for buyers so that they're not having to make sight unseen offers, which mm-hmm. is a risky, risky adventure for both buyers and sellers.
Yep.
It increases exposure to lawsuit and other kinds of nasty stuff. So everybody, just breathe. Take a big breath.
And you just said this is not 2008. What are the differences?
No. How do we know? So we're in a market reset, not a market wipeout. Mm-hmm. A real true crisis has four distinct features. We only have one. The first one is rising interest rates. Obviously, we got that going on. Mm-hmm. The second one is rising unemployment. The third one is rising foreclosures. And the fourth one is equity poverty. That's what put a lot of the A-grade paper in trouble at the crash when they would take out equity lines and suddenly their $650,000 house is worth $375,000 and they've got to sell and it's a problem. We have rising interest rates, but as far as the other things are concerned, unemployment and foreclosures, seriously, North Carolina is leading the nation in hiring. The North Carolina Corps, which runs from Winston-Salem to Fayetteville, has an estimated 39,000 jobs that are coming. All these corporations are coming here, and nobody has seen any reason to back off on mm-hmm. North Carolina on this. So in terms of those two things, we're aces. And then the last thing, equity poverty, 50% of all of the homeowners in the Triangle owe less than 50% of their original mortgage. We are equity rich, and equity wealth is a big hedge against a market collapse.
So speaking with Cappy Hagman, it's Cappy's Cafe here on 97.9 The Hill. We're talking real estate. So for sellers who are wanting to get their house on the market at the right time, maybe they're looking at prices and they think, oh, no, I've peaked. We've missed the market. What do you say to those folks?
Well, right now things are a little slow. Mm-hmm. Again, we don't know what the spring is going to bring. The spring market always kind of juices up around March 18th. But
Wait, why March 18th?
That's match day for all the teaching hospitals around. Right, remember?
Yeah,
so Duke and Carolina send out their letters, and then it's a feeding frenzy until about the 4th of July.
It's weird how specific that is, right?
I think we're one of the few places in the world that actually has a start date.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going to an F1 race. The green flag goes, off you go. But we're still experiencing huge inventory deficits. I mean, massive. At the height of the season, we had 3/4 less houses available for the same number of buyers typically. So that hasn't changed. People are still coming here. So do I think you've missed the market? No. Might it not be the feeding frenzy that we had towards the end of the spring market this past year? Don't know yet. Mm-hmm. But I do want to talk about some programs that my company has put in place that are designed to help buyers and sellers create a more transparent, fluid, easier approach, way of buying and selling. And if anybody has questions afterwards, call me. We'll post the number. The first one is HPW Power Offer, which allows a buyer to convert their whole offer into cash. Particularly if you're using FHA or VA or USDA lending, which sellers in a hot market are a little leery of because of the repair requirements, being able to use cash is a huge deal. It's also a great deal if you want to buy a house and you haven't sold yours first. Mm-hmm. And the other two is Revitalize, which allows a seller to tap into their equity to do home improvements, landscaping, staging, everything before they sell the house, when they may not have the cash assets to bring their house up to market standards.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's an awesome program, and one of my coworkers just used it in a phenomenal way to help a elderly client whose house had a lot of deferred maintenance, and now it's the bride.
Yep.
And the last one is Punch List, which allows either you as a seller, as a pre-marketing product, or with buyers, when you get an inspection report, you can turn the inspection report over to Punchlist, and within 24 hours, they will give you an estimate on what it's going to cost to fix it. So sellers can make decisions around that in terms of actually doing things. They can, you know, offer cash in lieu of repairs. For buyers, especially in an environment where we are doing sight unseen, there's a huge amount of security in knowing, okay, I've got an estimate on what this might actually run. I was doing this with my listings this past spring, where we would have it pre-inspected, do the punch list, and put a warranty on it. I actually had buyer's agents write me thank you notes, because it helped their clients who were not making offers because they were too afraid make offers. And my percent over went from about 17% to 28% overnight. So I think they're great products.
Hey, if you want more information, a lot of moving parts in the real estate market all the time. If you're thinking about buying, selling, if you're already in that market, give Cappy Hagman a call. 919-937-7104 is the number. No matter where you are in your real estate buying or selling journey, talking to an expert makes a world of difference. Again, a lot to consider. So call Cappy up, 919-937-7104. Hey, that's Cappy's Cafe. Cappy Hagman, thank you so much.
Thank you.